Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Out of the situation in Minneapolis, you heard from CBS News what it's like there. Here, a gathering in the streets last night, and it was ugly too, with arrests. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with more on the NYPD response.
The protest began peacefully, but there was a lot of anger directed toward NYPD officers. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan tells Pix 11 several were injured.
One of our cops had a garbage can thrown at him. He suffered a concussion. Another one of our sergeants, he was blown to the ground. He suffered a concussion. He was out for a little bit.
Bottles and garbage were thrown at police. Protesters spat at officers, and Monahan says several blocked traffic.
At that point, we had to go in and make arrests of individuals that were causing that mayhem.
72 in all were arrested. Another protest is planned for 4 o'clock this afternoon in Foley Square. In Union Square, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio says he's confident that New York City is on pace for Phase 1 reopening at some point during the first 2 weeks of June. And June starts on Monday. Here's what the mayor had to say this morning.
This is going to be based, of course, on the tangible indicators and thresholds from the state and city. So that's what will lead the decision. We have to have that factual evidence. We're also in regular communication with the state to make sure we're all coordinated and all ready. So I'm going to only say it that way. I am confident we'll be getting to phase one in the first 2 weeks of June. Not going to fine-tune it any more than that because of all these conversations going on to determine the exact right date to start.
The mayor says that the city is prepared to give out 2 million face masks for free to any businesses in need. The city is also setting up a workers' protection hotline where workers can call to get more information on how to stay safe or to voice their concerns. Responding also to a question from WCBS reporter Rich Lamb, the city's health commissioner, Dr. Auxerius Barbosa, has now 124 confirmed cases of that inflammatory illness in kids that's related to COVID-19. Three-quarters of that number, she says, have tested positive for coronavirus. Now to Westchester, which has a target date for Phase 2 reopening, where people can once again shop in stores. WCBS reporter Sean Adams with the update from White Plains.
June 9th. That's the target for Westchester County to reopen malls and mom-and-pop shops. A return to retail and more, says County Executive George Latimer.
The upshot of it is all the retail offices will open. And then what will also open, that's very important, is administrative offices. And not just the Village of Rybrook and the County of Westchester. We have many corporate headquarters here in Westchester County. We're not far from IBM and PepsiCo, MasterCard. They're all within a baseball's throw from where we sit.
And if coronavirus cases continue to decline, 2 weeks after that, June 23rd, could see a return of restaurants.
All of those things are possible only if we manage the cases and manage it well. That's why contact tracing is very important. That's also why we have to make sure that when we go out, we wear masks and we socially distance.
Latimer stresses the importance of masks. He says they protect you from everyone else and vice versa. In White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get a live update on the forecast now. Bob Larson in the Weather Center. Not a bad weekend coming our way, but we got to get this cloudiness and humidity out of here.
And that's going to stick around through today and through tonight, if not through early tomorrow morning, Paul. In the meantime, a mixture of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Some areas still completely cloudy, but overall the sun will be breaking through. At the same time, a couple of showers and storms will develop in a scattered fashion, mostly north and west of the city. Today's high 81. Couple of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Any of these could be heavy. A low tonight at 66. Clouds and showers giving way to sunshine later tomorrow. High 84. Nice and sunny on Sunday. Cooler. High 72 at 65. In Mastic, it's up to 80 in Elizabeth. 77 in Midtown. High 81.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.